the plan reversed a day before kickoff. Shane Steichen had indicated the starters would play in Saturday's finale against Detroit, somewhere between 8 and 12 plays, per JJ Stankovic at the Colts' website. And it held for most of them. Keenan Allen got in and out in 3 snaps, DeForest Buckner 4, Sauce Gardner 4. It did not hold for the quarterback. Daniel Jones was held out, along with Jonathan Taylor, announced Friday, no reason given, per Stankovic. That closes the preseason at 0 game snaps, which means Jones's first live football since the Achilles tear that ended his season last December will be a regular season game against Baltimore. Cut Day answered its own question cleanly. The initial 53 carries all 3 quarterbacks, Jones, Riley Leonard, and Anthony Richardson Sr., per Stankovic, and the cost of that preference was Easton Stick, released a day after playing the entire second half of the finale. The backup job behind Jones has not been named. Richardson started Saturday and finished the preseason 21 of 33 for 249 yards. Leonard went 20 of 42 for 199, per Abby Halpin at the Colts' website, and Steichen declined to pick. I thought Anthony had some good drives. I think Riley did some good things as well. I just obviously don't want to turn it over in the red zone. That is where it rests. One move bears directly on Jones's protection. The Colts traded a 2027 sixth-round pick to Buffalo for center Cedric Van Pran Granger and a 2027 seventh per Stankovic, and after waiving 3 other centers, he is the only reserve center on a 9-lineman roster. The June read said the pre-injury production was real. 3,101 yards, 19 touchdowns against 8 interceptions in 13 games in 2025, are numbers. And the tendon was the one question no pattern could price. August answered it one environment at a time. 2 straight weeks against other teams' starting defenses, a joint practice against Atlanta without an incompletion, Josh Downs saying he'd forgotten the injury existed, and Jones's own concession that his pre-injury top speed isn't back. That whole ledger still stands. What changed this week is the shape of the final entry. 8 months on from the tear, a summer of clean practice evidence, 0 game evidence, and no game evidence coming until it counts. The tendon's first real test is now the season opener, and we'll take it up when Baltimore does. Data via NFLverse.